Okay, this is the Pittsburgh National Council of Jewish Women Oral History, and my name is Mary Harrison. I'm the interviewer, and I'm going to be interviewing Mr. Maurice A. Shapiro, who lives at 5712 Wilkins Avenue in Square Hill, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. We're in Mr. Shapiro's home. We're sitting in his dining room, which is very spacious and very pretty, and there are many, many lovely paintings and all kinds of artistic artifacts here that I'm sure the Shapiros have collected. And there's also a very pretty living room, and we're on the second floor in a traditional brownstone home on the main drag of Wilkins Avenue in Square Hill. Okay. What I would like to do is, first of all, I'd like you to relax, and as I asked you earlier, you have been interviewed before. What I would like you to do is to please tell me a little bit about your immediate family, your father, your mother, brothers and sisters.
My father was Joseph Max Shapiro. He was a physician who died in 1962 at age 74 in Ashkelon in Israel. My mother, it was Henrietta Pizer Shapiro. She died in 1968, also in Ashkelon, in Israel. I have one sister, Ruth Hannah Shapiro, who lives in Israel, in Tel Aviv.
What I would like to know now is, your father and mother both died in Israel, but were they born also in Israel?
No. My father was born in the Ukraine, in what's known as the Soviet Union. My mother was born in Germany, in an area in Upper Silesia, which is the area that kept going back and forth between Poland and Germany, and is now Poland.
And when did they leave their countries?
My father left, his family left Russia after the pogroms of the early, in 1902, 1904, came to the United States at that time. My mother also came about that time from Germany. My father and his family lived in first in St. Louis, but then moved to Denver. The reason for moving to Denver, as I understand, was because of tuberculosis in the family. The idea that, you know, that high elevation and, quote, clean air was what good for people with tuberculosis. My mother's family was in Cleveland, Ohio, where she came from a family of 12. She was in the middle, and her parents remained in Germany. It was only part of the family that came to the United States, and it was an elder sister and an elder brother who lived in Cleveland, and that's where she went to.
And how did your parents then meet?
Very interestingly, through a mutual friend who decided that they should meet, and they started corresponding.
Interesting.
And then my father, I think, sent my mother, I have his memoirs there, sent my mother a ticket to come to Denver and meet him there after some, I suppose, 1 year of correspondence.
And they then immediately, I mean, in the, was there any, was there any?
No, I'll have to get the answer.
All right. Hey, Mr. Shapiro went to get some memoirs that he has, and because I was wondering how without chaperones, your mother went to...
Oh, yeah.
Okay, I'm interested. That would be interesting to hear. But the...
Well, I have to find the right place.
Could we go back to that a little later?
Or sure.
Okay.
Sure, anytime you wish.
I think we'll put that... When maybe, yeah, when you have a moment and want to rest a little bit, which, okay. You did not mention brothers and sisters.
One sister.
You have one sister.
One unmarried sister.
All right. And since it's obvious that you have some interesting stories, since both of your parents have died in Israel and were not born there, I'd like to know a little bit about how they got to Israel and when. You were born?
Well, my parents were married in 1918. My sister just sent me a phone there. Born on June the 4th, 1907. I was born. They were married in 1916. And I was born on June the 4th, 1917. I had... practice, but then at the University of Colorado Medical School in the first public health course was on, 6 months old, my father was sent to...
That name?
Yes, it's in,
okay.
In his memoirs. My work was in venereal disease control. After the war, he to Columbus, Ohio, to the department at Hadassah, and took her on a trip to Palestine in 19 states. With that trip, she, in Hadassah, getting it going, the first activities of Hadassah were in 1918. So, and it was Dr. I.J. Kliegler, too, who was a microbiologist in that, because just in what was going on in Palestine. If you in Denver, his family was related German family, but it was, it's changed.
One thing that I wanted to mention, mm-hmm. You mentioned that where your father received his master's degree. Where did he receive his medical degree?
At the University of Colorado.
Okay, so he went on to get his medical degree as well. Mm-hmm. Can you give me a little bit more information on Henrietta Zoll? Do you know point? She came into your father's life. Your father was active in the one of the first graduates, from what I gather, in the School of Public Health.
Yeah, yes.
Okay.
Right.
So is this how she got to know him?
Or? No, she was informed about him by someone else. I mean, she didn't know him at all.
Or to the memoirs.
Yes, in the memoirs. In the
You know, what we are going to be interviewing you is, I'm sure Gabby has told you quite a few times, and what we can do is possibly give you some homework.
But
go through the memoirs.
There's no problem
all
in
right.
that. I have gone through these once, read it completely, but to find, well, here, if it stops,
it's going.
If it stops without, if it's voice activated.
Exactly.
That's
what I think would be. Are you comfortable doing that? Or
sure.
Yeah, I think because
I have no problems whatsoever.
Because we can, we'll just go the next time we come. We can just get back to the memoirs, or we can even do it today, depending on what
well,
we cover.
It's
whatever you're comfortable doing.
It's
we
okay
have.
Okay, now. The name Alexander Dushkin mean anything? Alexander Dushkin was a life. He was professor of education. My father told Miss Henrietta Zoll about his that.
It was. So he did not know her personally.
Not until Dr. Dushkin introduced.
I also
Dr.
would like.
Dr. Dushkin's wife was a nurse in this on this medical unit. Mm-hmm.
Dr. Kliegler, who.
Right.
I'd like to, could you possibly give
I.J. Kliegler is
I.J., okay.
Yeah, I.J. Kliegler, who then, later on, became the first head of the microbiology department at the Hebrew University. My father went I have to read some. The first possibility with the medical officer. Later, because malaria is such a devastating disease in the Middle East, that the task was to develop anti-malarial activities. After my father was made, a little bit later on, he was taken over by the government, and my father then joined, who became a part of it.
Could you give us a little recollection of what it was, how you remembered Golda Meir in the early days when she...
No, I didn't know her.
Okay.
No, this was before I was born.
Okay, I wasn't... Okay, right, you... All right, sorry.
She... I don't remember exactly when she was in Denver, but remember it was a relatively short period. The first
from Minnesota?
Period was,
yeah.
No, Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Milwaukee, exactly. Okay. Meet her in later years?
Oh, yeah, right. And my parents knew quite well.
Do you have any stories that you would like to tell about her?
No, I don't have any stories myself. The person who knows that is my cousin, my father's sister, who has been very active. My aunt was, I'm not sure whether she was national president, but she was certainly president of then later on.
Any idea when Pioneer Woman was founded?
No.
Still.
Yeah, labor, although it was a labor movement,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Allied with the labor movement. I don't know.
You were 2.5 years old when you went to Palestine. What was your education? Where do you remember your schooling?
Yes, very well.
I'd like to know
that's
about
interesting.
That.
Yeah. Well, 1911. Something that happened 5 minutes ago.
Ha ha ha.
I don't know, but I can. The Technion at that time was started as the first engineering school. It was started actually by there was space.
Remember the name of the kindergarten?
No, it was just a kindergarten.
Okay.
Gan Yeladim in Hebrew means children's garden.
Kindergarten,
same thing.
Yeah.
Gan is.
Yeah.
And more than that, for was, if not the first, one of the first kindergartens. And that's where I went until going to elementary school.
Did you go to elementary
in Haifa. The school very well because part of the Baha'i that goes down now at that time it was a sea.
Christians,
right. And they
oh, no, we're fine, thank you.
It's all right?
Yeah, it's fine. We're fine, thank
something
you.
Something was an old school building on the road which was perpendicular. We lived originally in the German colony, in a converted stable. Housing to be Carmel was the first.
Christian children go to the school too? The Christian Germans is strictly
no,
a parochial
this
school.
Was, this was no, no, this was a Jewish school. Dr. Biram, B-I-R-A-M, was the founder and headmaster.
Oh, was Hebrew the first language?
Well, I probably was brought up bilingually because my mother and father spoke English at home. And Hebrew was easier for mother. It was rather difficult. All my schooling was in Hebrew, so I suppose relatively recently I was bilingual. Right now I find out.
Where did you go on with your college education?
Well, yeah, that's interesting. Before my senior year, in 1934, I was a senior in high school, and every Israeli at that time, who was just wanted to study stuff, everything.
Into a graduate program?
No,
or
no, undergrad.
Undergrad. At the University of
Missouri.
Interesting. You mentioned your mother getting a master's in English at Radcliffe. Could you give us a little bit of a history of your mother's...
Yeah, she lived in Cleveland. It was Ernst Pieser, who...
1900.
Right.
The Mayfair Orphanage affiliated. Through what
I just don't know.
Okay.
With all of my mother's siblings.
I'd like to know a little bit about what was your sister doing at this time? She went to the same kindergarten with your mother? And
yes, well, like she's 4 years younger than I am.
All right.
And so that, she went into social work, and my mother got quite ill. She had a lot.
When you came back to go to college here, did you stay in the United States?
Well, I finished my college in 41.
Johns Hopkins,
right.
And then went into Johns Hopkins.
I went into the public health service in Washington.
Okay.
Yeah.
Were you in the service?
I was in the public health.
Military or?
No, the public health service has two.
What was the agenda, since there was a war, and you were working there, and obviously did not have to go into the fighting force.
Right. Well,
what was the agenda that deferred this?
No. All right. I went in first because, that's what they offered. The position they offered was in the civil service. It's were to health departments to assist them, but primarily it was malaria control
okay.
in war areas.
Away from just in the last couple of days.
The last couple
to
of days,
Iraq.
Yeah. The
okay.
army. It's now an armored division.
Okay.
Fort Stewart, it's called. Anyway, it was assigned to the Liberty County Health Department. There was no health department, really. It just consisted of Dr. Hiram Bush. I should get up into the military part. Both the health officer and I thought the same thing, and both of us went. That was my fear. It wasn't the reason I wasn't. The application blank.
Blatant anti-Semitic.
The anti-Semitic action in 1942 in the Navy.
My assumption was it was because of the work that you had been doing with the.
Nothing to do. They needed people. Anyway, I returned and then.
Do you remember what that was? The United States Navy.
Correct.
And you were already commissioned?
No, I was, that time I was in the civil service.
Okay, the civil service, okay.
And then I decided, well, if that's the case, why don't I go into the commissioned corps?
What I would like to go back to for a minute, because we've left Israel.
Gone far afield, right.
No, I just want to track back a little bit. What was your formal religious, what was your family religious life in Israel like? Could you give us a description of what?
Practically non-existent. You have to realize that at that time in Israel, school really was not a between the two. It was like after, this is the time that Bar Mitzvah, we observe the holidays. One period, interestingly enough, that I can remember, and I'm thinking about other people that went on with. Teenagers. We lived in London for a year. And we were religious at that time. We were both in London. So all of a sudden, you know, after both organizations that I belonged to were religious, but they certainly were. This was a youth movement that.
Israel.
Yeah, in Palestine.
Excuse me, yes.
Palestine. All of my experience. My classmates and my members of that thing were informed kibbutzim.
What year are we talking about?
35.
Okay.
I started in 35.
I wanted to ask you, obviously, there, from what you tell me, there wasn't any, other than Orthodox Judaism, there was nothing else really available. What were your parents' religious inclinations or traditional inclinations to before they left the United States?
Well,
and your mother coming from Germany?
Yeah, my father came from, he went to Cheder when he was a youngster, as he writes here and tells about it. Since they, in the States here, I don't think his family was quite as simple. Literally. I'm told that, and to be corrected, he went to Cincinnati, that's Hebrew Union College. Mm-hmm. That's what
we come to grips with the fact that there's some, that someone in the family was a rabbi?
Then the uncle. I don't think there was any kind of Levine.
Did any of your mother's family, were any members still left in Germany when Hitler came?
No.
So you had no Holocaust?
No.
Okay. Why were you...
The last one, my mother's sister, who...
Why were you bar mitzvah? I'm curious. I was curious because of your religious background, you know, your traditional background, which is extremely traditional. I'm just curious. It's a matter of curiosity. It has nothing.
I think it was just the same, the rite that of passage that was part of life.
Was this something that was encouraged in your school? Mm-hmm. No. Okay.
Well, the school. Neither in Haifa nor in Jerusalem, the Gymnasium in Jerusalem. Well, all had no religious training, but you had Bible studies.
Okay. I wanted to ask you that the kindergarten that was housed in the original Technion building, do you remember or know when finally that fundraising became a reality?
And oh, yeah. It...
just house a kindergarten, or did it go on
no,
to
more?
Just the kindergarten. Didn't go into any other school.
Well, I don't know what's happened since. I'd have to. It probably was absorbed since the state was established. It's.
You meet your wife.
Huh. Well, 1944, when.
It was started by the public health?
No,
or
UNRWA was started by the United Nations.
Okay. Available were these camps to you in 1944 when the war wasn't over and the Germans were still...
No, the camps were in Egypt. The Greek islands and
okay.
escapes were established by the British, and then it was the UN and
okay.
UNRWA did it. And Anne was living in California. She was working in a shop, a bunch of artists, and she was also bilingual. The Serbo-Croatian, she knew of recruitment of people, and she decided to join. And she was in Washington at the same time that I was. And, to greet the Polish general.
That's wonderful. You saved a lot of money.
I sure did.
Do you remember the Polish general's name?
No, I don't, but I can. Yeah, I should be able to find it because he remember the Polish army.
Money.
On December 31st. Well, it wasn't.
It wasn't so elegant then, was it?
As you may know, the Jewish population of Yugoslavia before the war was approximately 70,000. Don't keep it polished, I'm sure. You know what this is?
It's pretty. We're looking at a very small bowl that is...
silver.
It's a silver bowl, and the interior has a Star of David.
As the bottom, too.
As the bottom does. And it has it has like a pedestal that is fluted, and it has emerald and ruby colored stones all the way around, and then it has I have a necklace of this
coral.
It has coral on the top part of the bowl, completely surrounded. Oh, it's a lovely piece. Are you going to tell us what it is?
Well, it's a Jewish, obviously, from a Jewish family. They were, bonbon things, but obviously to show to whom it belonged. And as I was telling you about the Jewish population in Yugoslavia, this was given to me by a man by the name of Dr. Neubauer, who was a TB specialist in Slovenia. I got to know him through UNRWA. I got to know him. He was president of the... told me he was Jewish. But one time, after we had returned to the States and I had another assignment, we met him that time in Ljubljana. Well, this is a digression from what I was going to tell you about our leaving Yugoslavia. We got to know the Jewish community in Belgrade. They would come to the office to be on our... got to know who was Jewish and who was not in the mission. Before we left, I had a... Neubauer is a German name in Slovenia, but a lot of the members of the Belgrade community and the ones in Dubrovnik and Split were Sephardi back then. And I presume that half of the community were Sephardi and half were... He came to me, and Anne and I, to take a 9-year-old girl from Yugoslavia, had, unbelievably, a visa to Palestine. Is horrendous. She was a daughter of a rabbi. She had come from Poland before the war to serve the community. So relatives in the States and had relatives, one uncle. Tried to get her to the States, but the United States government would not get her a visa. So we got to know her a little bit, you know, beforehand. Have sleeping compartments. We were
already had Carla? Was this
Carla was 4 okay. months old. Carla and Ann had one compartment. Batya and I had another compartment. So this car, railway car, with me, and Carla was... Well, the scene at the railway car with her from my parents, with whom she was there.
I don't know whether she's kept contact with her, with the maid that raised her.
We don't know.
Yeah. I'm curious about one thing, why she didn't stay with that woman since she was already like her child. Was that family ties?
The Jewish community, I don't know whether they were the incendiaries. That's an interesting question. I really can't answer it. Or whether they thought that she would be better off. Obviously it was an experience for them.
Could you do me a favor and
sure.
tell me a little bit about the joint distribution
committee,
please?
Well, I'd have to see to read in my father's memoirs to. I'll give you that part
all
of
right.
it, except that his experience with the Joint Distribution Committee on his second tour with them, which was, you know, during the war, he then became right after the war. He was well. I'll help you. I stand to be corrected. But he was one of the first civilians to arrive in Buchenwald. He was in charge of the medical affairs for Italy, for the Jewish community, working with displaced persons and tuberculosis. They had a sanatorium in there, which is up in the...
If you'd like, we can keep that for your reviewing.
Yeah, what I think could probably be best in the reviewing the memoirs is to make notes and pages, and when you want to, we can things like that.
If you're comfortable
well,
with it,
yeah.
then
yeah.
What we could do is the next time we interview you, instead of asking you questions, we can just ask you to give us some idea of what you felt was significant in the memoirs, your father's memoirs, and then
sure.
we would just, and then the only questions that we would state is if there were some.
Happy to.
Okay, then I'd like to go back to your, we have Carla.
Right.
And how many children do you have?
Well, we had 6 with a tragedy in my family. My youngest boy was killed in a...
What?
46.
Yes,
yeah,
she is.
Yeah. September 4th.
Yeah.
Was born in 19 between Carla and Mark.
When was Deborah born?
Deborah was born in 1951. She was born in Pittsburgh. And then Joel. And then David.
What are your, aside from the traditional, is there any formal religion? What has been your traditional?
No.
No.
You must know that Anne is not Jewish. But obviously maintained contact, obviously. And it's interesting with the kids. it's goes half and half. Carla married a Jewish fellow. She's got a divorce with him, but she has another mate who's. And interestingly enough, although his present mate's mother-in-law is a rabbi in Palo Alto, he just recently wanted to be bar mitzvah.
That sounds a little bit like you, is it? Is that a possibility?
In a way, yes. I was thinking of that when it happened.
Interesting.
And he was the first bar mitzvah boy in a new... on his own. I haven't talked to him about it so much, but...
To observe holidays.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. In fact, Hanukkah was always, the kids always liked it very much. Yeah, I have.